So welcome everyone. So good to see you. Thank you for being here to support your own practice and so that we can support each other's practice. How did the formal meal go after all these years? Oh, great. I knew it would. So today, right in the middle of the busier even than things usually are holiday season, I'd like to talk about a practice of just sitting. I've talked about this recently at a bit at Golden Wind, so I hope they'll forgive me. Now, usually the phrase just sitting, we're usually talking about shikantaza, right? A particular meditation form. But today I'm using it in the broader sense, the typical use of the word just, meaning merely or only just sitting, no matter what method we're using. Counting breaths, wado, whatever, doesn't matter. So I'm talking about just sitting, not for any reason or any gain or any benefit, just sitting. Why would any sane person, given everything that needs doing, decide to take time to do anything like that? I've actually had friends ask me that very question. The great Dogen, founder of the Soto School of Zen, said, if you want to travel the way, you want to travel the way of Buddha and Zen masters, then expect nothing, seek nothing, grasp nothing. So I think this begs the question for those of us who long for a world with greater kindness and simple happiness for as many beings as possible, excuse me. And I want to be part of making that happen. Why would we decide to just sit down for a couple of days and practice doing nothing? I think this is a legitimate question, an appropriate one considering. So a couple of months ago, I had this pinched nerve thing in my back. And I've never had children, and so I've never felt more pain than I did then. I never felt pain like that before, and it was continuous. I couldn't sit, I couldn't stand, I couldn't walk, I couldn't lie down without pain. And it went on long enough so that all I really thought about was how to ease that pain, how to get comfortable. And this made me remember an old essay by a young monk who traveled to work with people who were starving. They were starving to the point that they couldn't spare much of anything to give to the local monks when they came around with their begging bowls. And that's how this monk learned what real hunger was. Same way I learned what real pain is. Really deep, sustained hunger that after a while got to the point where that was all he could think about. He was in so much pain from it that he thought about eating his, actually thought about eating his rubber thongs. He didn't. But he thought about it and he came close. The hunger was literally all-consuming. There are millions of people on this planet living that way right now. In 2024, around 673 million people experienced hunger. That's one out of every 11. And the consequences of this, especially for children, is devastating. Other people are unhoused. There are elderly people who are so lonely they'd love a visit. Kids who could use a big brother or sister. So much needs doing beyond what's already on all of our plates. So why aren't you and I spending this couple of days feeding people or helping the unhoused or any of the innumerable things we could be doing to help? We'll look around at this world today, and everything seems to be about gain and loss. Lately, even having empathy for the suffering is being weighed on a scale of win and lose. So that we hear it said sometimes these days that empathy is for losers. Shouldn't we be countering that? Yeah, of course we should. It's our bodhisattva vow, isn't it, to save all beings from suffering. And yet, in fact, just sitting practice is about doing absolutely nothing, no plus or minus. And that's what makes it the most all-encompassing thing we can do. Just sitting can not only open our eyes more clearly to the suffering around us, but it can bring us to a place beyond separateness, a place of deep connection, a place where responding to suffering, all kinds of suffering, becomes our second nature, nothing we have to add to our lives. Instead, we just come to embody it. When we just sit without longing for anything, without chasing anything, without doing anything, this is the place from where we can begin to recognize ourselves, see what we are, see our true nature. We begin to have appreciation and gratitude just for being alive, for having a life. And for how that life is completely shared, completely without separation from any other being. We discover our ordinary mind, awake, alive, ready for anything, just sitting. Simple. These 2 short days, these 2 great opportunities, just sit up straight. Let your breath do the breathing. Let sounds be sounds. Thoughts, just thoughts, all coming and going. No need to fix anything, including yourself. No need to chase after peace or clarity or especially waking up. Just sit there, wholly engaged in this practice. Sit there and get oriented to life from a different view. Another way of being in the world, not doing, but aware. Along the way, somehow, our idea of who we are, or more significantly, what we are, changes. And the way we respond to what's going on changes. Change the way we react to whatever situation we meet in this world. You know, all this can't be expressed in words. The best I can come up with is that connection happens. Connection outside time, space, and movement. Clarity arises. Don't try to rush it. Be patient. Rest in openness to the totality of present moment awareness. We each have our own reasons for being here at practice. Some come for stress relief. Some feel something is missing in their lives. Some are facing serious grief or illness. Some just want to find a way to relax. Some come wanting to be a better person. Lots of reasons. Some even want to know what it was the Buddha saw from under that Bodhi tree. When you've been at it for a while, eh? Trying to chase any of these things down just gets old. Wears you out. You start to wonder. At the same time, you've got so many things pulling at you for your attention, your money, your thumbs up, or your likes. We're barraged by promises of products that will give us a quick fix for what ails us, you know? From a new drug to a great vacation. The news screams headlines at us, but all of it is trying to make it clear somehow that we aren't enough. We're missing something. But when we just sit, all of that falls away. It's not about self-improvement. It's not about taking care of yourself. It's not about what we can get out of it. Just sitting is in no way a means to an end. It's simply the manifestation, the embodiment of your true self, our true self. One teacher said, we don't practice to become something else. We practice to come home to what we already are. It's the subtle activity of allowing all things, not just you, to be completely at rest, but including you. Rest in openness to the totality of present moment awareness. Look at how foreign that is to us. We, who have all been told and told and told again and again that we live to acquire. To acquire. There's that phrase, whoever dies with the most toys wins. Really? Instead, this practice lets us bring our attention home. Let's unpack all that stuff scrambling around in our heads and drop it off at the dump. It leads to freedom to come and go, survive the difficulties, and be refreshed. There's nothing magic about it, because really, it's the nature of things. It's reality. It's your true self. Allowing ourselves this time to be still opens up our lives to us, changes how we relate to things, helps us to see that all things. And the astonishing variety of things is so amazing because every little thing, everything is so completely itself, utterly unique. But the amazement is in the deep connection, the oneness with all that is. It's in that deep stillness that we start to appreciate our lives as vast and ungraspable and boundless. We see that life is just what's happening now. We indeed rest in openness to the totality of present moment awareness. This practice isn't about self-improvement. Self-improvement might be kind of a perk, a side effect. What Shakyamuni Buddha saw from under the Bodhi tree was his own true nature and the true nature of all things, including you and me. And that they are, we are, complete just as we are. Nothing is missing. We're all living, breathing, sensing, thinking, feeling beings. The Buddha's was an insight into emptiness, into inner being, and that we can all return naturally to this naturally wise and compassionate state, to this naturally wise and compassionate state through this practice. So sitting still, just sitting in the end, isn't about sitting still. It's about embodying the awakened nature of all beings in this moment. We sit because it's the natural expression of our awakened nature. Just sitting can show us that we already have what we're looking for, that nothing is missing. But we have to turn our gaze inward, right? We practice to do that, to discover what's always been there. And then that's just the beginning, because once we see this, once we embody it, we can begin to test out our sea legs, as it were. Learn how to use it. How will we speak to a stranger? How will we care for our planet? How will we feed the hungry? How can we stay and help when we'd rather run? Our sitting touches everything. We open up. We rest our attention in something true, and it's so quiet and simple. We gain the ability to wonder at this life and be intimate with all of it. Dogen called this the Dharma gate of ease and joy. And that gate is open to every single one of us. Ease because it's natural, and joy because it's always shared. This world is full of violence, climate crisis, inequality, grief, and hunger, but also beauty, kindness, resilience, creativity. Just sitting includes it all. We can choose to live our lives through a never-ending and ever-deepening process of becoming intimate with all that's out there, without being crushed by it or running away from it. Why? Because just sitting lets us witness the just this of our lives. We sit with our fear, longing, tiredness, annoyance, bitterness, hurt. We meet all the parts we'd rather ignore, but not to change them. Not to change the good things either, or not to completely identify with the good things either. Just realize that none of this defines us. The good and the not so good. We can forget our small self in a very real way. Dogen's most famous saying is probably, to study the way is to study the self. To study the self is to forget the self. To forget the self is to be awakened by the 10,000 things. He's talking, I think, about a steady, gradual evolution of how you experience yourself right here, right now. In fact, just sitting, we begin to see ourselves as each other. And that transforms the way we interact with our families, our friends, and our world. The thing is, when we attain this ease and joy, we can't help but share it with others in concrete, useful ways. We act to save all beings from suffering for no other reason than to be the foundation for that same ease and joy in others. So when sitting, just sit. Right today, no worries, no scolding yourself for one thing or another, like being distracted. It doesn't matter. You can rest in this moment. Just put it all down. It's gold when we spot that we're daydreaming or thinking or planning, and we return again and again to our practice, whatever it is. Practice doesn't make our problems go away. You're probably pretty aware of that right now. It helps us meet them. Meet our lives more steadily with greater clarity and compassion. Practice doesn't feed the hungry, and neither do we. We're just the vehicle the universe happens to be using. Taking time to do nothing at all is a pretty radical act these days. Yes, there's also time to act, to help. Like the Bible says, there's a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Trying to remember who sang that. We need to pay attention to that too. But some of the time, we just sit. We just sit. So thank you very much for listening, and have some wonderful clear practice this afternoon.